Well, we're here now talking with brothers Eric and Corey Donnefeld, owners of local business Northwest Auto Body and Towing. Hello, Corey.
How are you doing today? And thanks for having us.
It's really nice to have you, and thank you, Eric, for joining.
Thank you.
Yeah, and thanks for taking the time. Northwest Auto Body is a longtime KRY underwriter, and we like to showcase our business underwriters at least once a year to say thanks and to get an update on how the business is going. So we finally got you guys in front of a Zoom, and thank you so much. And I think it's really kind of fun to go back and hear the origin story because they're always so unique and interesting. And I think it's kind of unique that you guys are owner operators of a local business, been around for, I have down 43 years or something like that. And your brothers. So we'll get into how it is to work with each other. But it was started by your father, Mel Donnenfeld. Tell us about the beginning in 1978.
Well,
Well,
I
I
don't
can take
mind.
this over,
Yeah.
Corey, if you don't mind.
Sounds great.
Mel was a kind of a traveling hippie going across the country, working automotive work here and there. And he was up at Fernie, British Columbia, and he had heard about a small town in Sandpoint. And so he came down here with my mother, and they fell in love with the place and the water and the mountains and the ski hill and stuff like that. And so they decided to open up a small shop right adjacent to Trader's Building Supply. And it just had wood planks and a dirt floor. And that's how they started, just two stalls repairing vehicles, small here and there. And then we moved over to our Sandpoint location not too long after that, and have kind of continued to grow from there. He retired about 6.5, 7 years ago. And so Corey and I have kind of been holding the torch since then, and things are going well and never easy.
Well, I just want to go back to that beginning picture again. The plank floors and dirt floors and plank walls. How did they get into auto body repair? I mean, was that something that Mel had a background in before coming to Sandpoint?
Yeah, I think he learned it a little bit on the East Coast before he was traveling over as a hippie, and he always enjoyed painting and stuff like that. So he was more on the painting side of the repair facility, but one kind of coincides somewhat with the other. So that's how he kind of got going and started his own shop and just had one worker with him, and they would do kind of everything because it was a bit more simple back then. And of a very small operation.
Do you think it was the only auto body shop in Sandpoint at that time?
There was one more quality auto body that's went out of business since then. And so they've closed up, but so we're the longest running collision repair shop in Bonner County, which we're pretty proud of. But really, he's laid the tracks for us to succeed, Mel did.
So, Corey, when did the brothers come into the picture? First of all, you were sometime during that time, the last 43 years, you were both born. Who's the oldest, Corey?
So Eric's the oldest, but how it all kind of came about is, first of all, I had a lot of inspiration into the learning about the cars, really knowing about them. So I worked for the business, sweeping floors at the beginning, kind of really intrigued me to learn and go to college for it. So I went off to NIC and learned about auto body and did all the different programs that they did. So I did two different programs there. Eric at the time was also just finishing up with college and he went for business. So when I came back to the business after I was all done going to NIC, Eric had already been working for the business for, I believe, a couple years at that point. And so with that is we both saw the benefit of living in Sandpoint. We had the opportunity to leave and then realize how good Sandpoint is and how amazing. So we both were drawn back here. At the point that I came back was Eric had already been working for the business long enough. He had kind of started as a body tech, worked himself up into the front office. And I was doing a similar thing. I came back, was working in the back of the shop, and then eventually worked my way into the office. And as far as brothers go and working together, it's really been beneficial. I mean, it has helped in a lot of different ways because we have two locations and it's very hard to run a business by itself. And then on top of it, we kind of have two, even though they're the same business, two locations. So it's able to be able to kind of run both of those and make sure that which our father actually really ingrained into us, which was quality of work and customer service. So those are the two biggest things that we really strive for. As far as business owners, we are complete opposites in a lot of ways, but which is actually good because Eric has a lot of strengths and I have a lot of strengths, and we really try to tailor what we do in the business to our strengths.
So when you say quality of work and customer service, I'm getting the feeling like one of you kind of has a propensity for that, one of those two things. And so do you kind of have a split there? Is that what you're talking about?
No, as far as the quality work and customer service, we really both strive for that. We were ingrained that at, when we first got started. We also know that we're in it for the long game, not the short game. So we want to take care of these customers forever. You know what I mean? So we want these customers to be our customers for our entire life. We want to take care of everybody. So that is something that we coincide exactly what we do together, and we do a very good job at it. Some of the things that we kind of split up differently, Eric's a little bit better at going out and talking to different companies, trying to promote the business a little bit more. And I'm more like to do the procedural things and kind of stay in the shop and help out on that direction. So we've found our strengths and we've kind of tailored what we do to those strengths. But the biggest thing is our customer service and quality work. We never strive from that. That's always number one.
So are you pretty busy? Do you have enough work? I mean,
Things are good. We're kind of just right now, which is we've been blessed to have such a good team and so many good customers. We're just about a week and a half booked out, which is kind of a sweet spot for us. And which is rare because in collision repair, it's typically feast or famine. In my background that I got into the industry, it is quite a bit different. If we have a moment, I could dip into that as well.
We'd love to hear about that, Eric.
So getting out of high school and growing up here in Sandpoint, it's amazing. We love this place, but sometimes you have this need and this want and this urge to go light the world on fire and figure out your own way in life. So I decided to move away from here and to move to Boise for a while and go to college. Really enjoyed that. I love Boise. It's a clean city, but I just had this like hole in my heart that I just felt like it was a house down there. It just wasn't a home, right? So then we moved back with my lovely wife, Alicia, and we decided, you know what, we're going to go ahead and settle down. I was working for the Forest Service at the time and doing a little bit of cooking because I went to school for forestry and wildlife and hydrology. I didn't go to school for auto body work as much, but I did gear a lot of my elective classes towards business because I always knew that that was a fallback. I never really wanted to work for my dad. Corey always had more of the mechanical background. He was always better at that stuff than I was. So when I came back, I started working for my dad. And then you learn to love and appreciate a whole different aspect of it because you've done other things and you can enjoy it and appreciate it. Just like Sandpoint, you know, I feel like you almost need to move away for a little bit to truly appreciate what you have here. So our backgrounds were quite a bit different, but in turn we both came back and we both enjoy it and we both love it.
So that's the origin story and how the brothers Eric and Corey, you guys, came together. And by the way, this is an interview with Eric and Corey Donnefeld, owner operators of Northwest Auto Body and Towing. And with that, let's get into a little bit about what the business offers to people in our community. auto body and the towing part. What is the scope of the business in a few words? Raise your hand if you wants to speak.
Okay, yeah, go all ahead. Right. So the biggest thing that we really strive for is collision repair. And so we also have tow company, but I'm going to kind of separate those for a moment. So collision repair is mainly if someone gets into an accident, we want to be able to really take care of them all the way through. And there's some things that are we don't 100% do, such as suspension and things like that, but we take care of the job completely all the way through. So if it's something that we feel would be better fit for a dealer, then we go ahead and use our tow company and we send it down to the dealer. We make sure that the vehicle is done all the way through. We also have the tow company, which so if you need it just for if you're in an accident or sometimes your vehicle just breaks down, we also have that side of it as well. But we got so busy and we wanted to take care of our community that we decided to open up that second body shop. So we have two locations, one's in Sandpoint, one's in Ponderay. So 1202 Triangle Drive in Ponderay and then 1305 on Michigan Street. So with that is the busier we get, the more we really want to take care of our customers. And so overall, we're all about the community, the customers, and the collision repair.
And speaking about community, I know that the Donnefeld family is involved in making this a fantastic community outside of the customer service and the business that you run. How does Northwest Auto Body and Towing interface with the community as far as support? I know that you're sponsors for different events, possibly something like that. And you have a, do you involved in the high school program and training, internship, anything like that?
Yeah, we have a lot of different ways we give back to the community and intertwined in the community. One of them is we do a job placement through the high school. Typically, it's a kid on their junior or senior year that feels the automotive shop is a direction that they'd like to go. So we get together with the counselors and the teachers, and we bring them over here for a semester or two, depending on how like in golf they want to be on it and how much they want to learn. We actually hired our tow truck driver 27 years ago on the exact same program. So it's kind of a cool thing, and we still do it. They kind of changed the name of the program, job placement, job shadowing. You know, they've switched it up a couple of times, but we've had several employees stay with us for a long time after this, and we feel like we have a chance to turn them into a productive citizen. And, you know, even if that this isn't the way they want to go, they have the opportunity to explore and try it without fault to anyone. And then if that's not the direction they want to go, at least they can make better choices in life. We also do, I know, I'll let Corey touch base on some of his nonprofit stuff because we're in so many different things. We truly are intertwined in the community. I wouldn't call us a pillar of the community, but I'd like to think we help out where we can. I've sat on the board of the Ponderay Bay Trail, which I learned so much, and we went to board retreat. There's so many interesting things. I'm really partial to the Ponderay Bay Trail and all the trails around. I'm a fellow Sandpoint Rotarian. I know we both donate to the Historical Society and the old siren that's in front of the museum. I personally restored, and Corey helped me restore as well, that red siren that's in front. Nice. So many other things. One of the biggest giver backs to the community that we do every single year is a thing called Deer Hit November, where unfortunately when someone gets in an accident in the month of November and we do the repair on their vehicle, we donate $50 to the food bank for every single accident repair. And the value of that money to the food bank goes about 3 to 4 times as much. Like if you give $1 to the food bank, they can buy 4 or 5 cans of food depending on the price of it. So they get a really, really good deal at it. It helps them with their running costs about 1 full month. So we donate about $2,500 to $3,000 a year through that program to the food bank. And we've given $10,000 over the last several years to them. So that's another really, that's our biggest fundraiser of all of ours. Corey, you want to touch bases on some of them too, B&I and stuff?
Yeah, absolutely. So like Eric was saying, that fundraiser is really, we're proud of that. We're here to help the community. And that is a large way that we do. I'm also part of the Chamber of Commerce. So I sit on the board for the Chamber of Commerce. Love the Chamber of Commerce. They're always doing something amazing. They have, you know, so many different things between the runs and different things. They were closed down a little bit because of COVID, but now they're all opening back up. So that's great. They have a tasting coming up here this Thursday, and they're continuously doing stuff. So I highly suggest going to their website. They have a very good breakdown of all the events, when they're happening, pricing, things like that. I'm also part of the NIC Auto Body Board as well. So that's just giving back to that program that I went through. So it was kind of nice because I have seen it while I've been a student going through the program. I've also been an owner of the body shop, and in full circle, I can give back to the kids. A lot of times we also get some of the kids that come and work for us as well here. They do a lot of different programs for teaching the kids, and I do a lot of judging for the kids, so it's a great way to give back. And one of the other things that I really love to do is BNI, Business Networking. It's a great networking program. Every Thursday mornings, we sit down and we talk about our business, sell the business, but also help with the community. A lot of times we're talking about the community, things like that. Very rewarding. So at 7 every morning at the Tango Cafe, we have that. So you're welcome to come join. There is no fees, just to say hello. If you have a business, welcome to join us. But beyond all those, what we do, a lot of times people come in for little donations, things like that. We just donated to the Elks Golf Course, sponsoring a hole. We do a lot of soccer events, a lot of little things like that. We're always here to help. I know that the Chamber of Commerce, I'm going to be doing a ton of my work along with my family, is going to go help and set everything up and everything else like that. So a lot of times that's really what I love to do and feel really good about giving back to the community for the community that's given to me.
Wow, there's so many more. Yeah. There's so many more things, sorry to interrupt you, that we can't even touch bases on. Donating the tow truck to the the Chafe 150 ride, and just hundreds and thousands of little things that aren't necessarily, we aren't here to get publicity for, but we're here for the community, you know?
Well, we can add to that. First of all, Corey, you're a good ambassador for the Chamber. You sold me. And when you're talking about the BNI, the business get together, well, that's what we're doing right here, right now. We're seeing how Northwest Auto Body is an integral part of our community and a great business in our communities. And add to your list of things that you do, you are a valued KRFY underwriter. And KRFY is a nonprofit. We are also a commercial-free, corporate-free media news outlet, meaning that we can have these kind of conversations. We can showcase our community. We can get information out without anyone kind of dictating what we do. The FCC has some rules, but we know about those. So it's really fun hearing about your business and talking to you. We're going to have to do this again. I can tell that. But one last question. We know that you have two locations in Ponderay on Triangle Drive and in Sandpoint on Michigan. And I'm pretty sure if people Google auto body repair, Northwest Auto Body comes up. But how is it working together as brothers?
Corey, go ahead.
Okay, so I kind of mentioned on this a little bit before, but I think we both have strengths that we really have found through the years of what to tailor and how to work with it. I really enjoy it. You know, there can be their struggles. There's no question. Sometimes working with family is a struggle, but for the most part, as we've grown through the company and we've put our years in, it's becoming easier and easier. We really have divided the roles in a great way. We also know our strengths and we know our weaknesses. And with those is we're able to really work on what we can do the best. And it shows through the business. You know, my brother's 4 years older than I, so that's a pretty big age difference. Even when we were growing up, it seemed like I was, you know, too young to hang out with the friends and things like that. You know what I mean? And so, but as we've gotten older, it's actually gotten great because we have families, we have kids, we have all these different things. Father's Day weekend, we were all hanging out together. So as we've gotten older, our friendship and our business relationship has really strived and done well for itself.
And it helps when we have similar values and similar goals. The ultimate goal is to succeed and retire unstressed out and to, you know, do all these things. So when we have similar values and goals, then our ideals can align.
Well, you guys are great. It was really fun talking with you. Thanks for spending time with us today, Corey Donenfeld and Eric Donenfeld. It's just great to have a family business in town that has such great outlook and kind of standards to go by. And we sincerely appreciate our KRFY underwriters. Believe me, you guys are gold for us. And so thanks for spending the time today. Let us know. Just stay in touch and we'll stay in touch with you.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for everything you guys do too.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.